Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight about the CDC director. The first thing I'm going to do in this video is show you a propaganda piece from the BBC.
I might even go so far as to say that this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine, because the immunogenicity may be 70%. And if I don't get an immune response, the vaccine's not going to protect me. This face mask will.
By the way, a lot of people don't want to wear masks. There are a lot of people think the masks are not good. The concept of a mask is good, but it also does, you're constantly touching it, you're touching your face, you're touching plates. There are people that don't think masks are good.
I think there will be vaccine that initially be available sometime between November and December, but very limited supply and will have to be prioritized. If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public so we can begin to take advantage of vaccine to get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter 2021.
So the CDC director says that masks will protect you from COVID-19 and that life won't get back to normal till we have a vaccine in the second half of next year. It's interesting that he would say that masks protect you from COVID-19 when the CDC's own research from May says that it doesn't. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Volume 26, Number 5, May 2020. Although mechanistic studies support the potential effect of hand hygiene or face masks, evidence from 14 randomized controlled trials of these measures did not support a substantial effect on transmission of laboratory-confirmed influenza. Virus particles are too small to be stopped by masks. It's like trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain-link fence. And that CDC study was just one of many studies which have been done so far this year showing that masks are not effective at reducing the risk of infection. Here's five of them. And here's five more. Mask proponents commonly argue that surgeons wear masks because they're effective, but the reality is that masks don't stop viruses, and any surgeon who performs surgery while infected with an airborne virus would be committing medical malpractice. It says right on the mask box that it will not provide any protection against COVID-19 or other viruses or contaminants. Wearing an ear loop mask does not reduce the risk of contracting any disease or infection. At the end of March, the World Health Organization said, if you do not have any respiratory symptoms such as fever, cough, or runny nose, you do not need to wear a medical mask. When used alone, masks can give you a false feeling of protection and can even be a source of infection when not used correctly. And Dr. Fauci said the same thing.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
The CDC director says that masks work when the science says that they don't, and President Trump's view was in line with the World Health Organization and what Dr. Fauci said back in March. So the verdict is that President Trump was telling the truth, whereas the CDC director wasn't. And the CDC director also said that life won't return to normal until we have a vaccine in the second half of next year. But life has already returned to normal in Sweden, where they had no lockdowns, no mask mandates, no school closures, no restaurant closures, and no bar closures. Sweden proved that you don't need a vaccine to achieve herd immunity. So what's really going on here? This is a pie chart of global coronavirus deaths. 0.01% of the global population has died from COVID-19. The slice is so small you can barely see it. The average age of death from COVID-19 has been about 80 years old, which also happens to be equal to the average age of death from all other causes. In other words, there's very little evidence that COVID-19 is a global health crisis. Tens of millions of people die every year. That's just the way the world is. But here's a clue as to what's actually going on. Twitter is pushing this story today. This year's UN General Assembly was another opportunity missed for any coherent global action on dealing with devastation from the pandemic and for shaping a new global order. 6 months ago, anybody saying something like this would have been considered a wild conspiracy theorist. But now the globalists and the press and social media have become quite open about their intentions. They want a global United Nations takeover of government, and they're using COVID-19 as the mechanism. I've been saying this since day one, and now the globalists are confirming exactly what I've been saying all along. And there's another aspect to this. This is some street art which popped up in Melbourne. Bill Gates presided over the development of the world's most virus-prone computer operating system, and now he wants to give you an update. How dare you not let me edit your genes? Bill Gates is quite open with his intentions about vaccines.
But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice. People don't feel like going to the stadium when they might get infected. You know, it's not the government who's saying, okay, just ignore this disease. And, you know, people are deeply affected by seeing these deaths, by knowing they could be part of the transmission chain. And, you know, old people, their parents, their grandparents could be affected by this. And so you don't, you know, you don't get to say, ignore what's going on here. There will be the ability, particularly in rich countries, to open up if things are done well over the next few months. But for the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. And so
Bill Gates is not a scientist, but he has a huge amount of money and has poured it into buying influence with organizations like the CDC. So when I see the CDC director spreading complete gibberish about masks and about vaccines, it becomes pretty clear that there's something else going on. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced today that he's lifting all restrictions on restaurants and many other businesses, so life is returning to normal. Toto's been pulling back the curtain on junk science from government agencies for over a decade now. You can visit him and Kyrie on the web at realclimatescience.com.